This is Bill Munhausen with another key opinion. It's a rant against the fragmentation that is overtaking the American people. There came a point, and I don't remember when it occurred, that a significant number of patriotic Americans gave up hope that America could be saved. They came to believe that their fellow Americans had become too complacent, uneducated, and unprincipled to participate in a government founded on the belief that we, the people, rule the nation. Patriots lost their faith in the real American dream, that citizens could experience liberty and harmony at the same time. The effect spilled over into other aspects of everyday experience. Patriots determined that mainstream social media platforms were no longer free and uncensored. I'm sure that I was one of those people recommending that you abandon Facebook and Google and Twitter because participating in those platforms helps to fund and support their stranglehold on the public square. What I didn't anticipate is that people would simply switch corporate platforms. A lot of this happened when Twitter and Facebook acted in unison to ban the President of the United States. I mean, how do you censor the leader of your country, no matter how partisan you are? It was unconscionable, but somehow conservatives had accepted that private corporations have freedoms, including violation of the United States Constitution. And so many conservative patriots fled to social media platforms like Rumble, Parler, Signal, Getter, MeWe, Truth Social, Gab, WeGo, Frank Speech, and Telegram. They did so because they wanted access to uncensored information or a safe place to share information without as much fear of government tracking their activities. It was a retreat driven by principle and paranoia, but it has had one great unintended consequence. It fragmented conservative activists and isolated conservatives from the fellow citizens they need to influence. Conservatives thought they were hurting the mainstream social platforms, but I suspect they were merely playing into their hands. The social media giants didn't have to censor patriots and marginalize them through algorithms because patriots chose to isolate themselves. They were tricked into abandoning the public forum and running off to a self-imposed social media ghetto. Much like the Jews in Nazi Germany, conservatives feel safe in their ghettos, but history tells us there's no safe place from the ruling secular authority. As I've watched this unfold, I have purposed myself to embrace the mainstream by keeping a regular presence on Facebook and YouTube. Many locals don't know it, but we face a struggle in maintaining our community's identity. The best way to preserve the freedom we have at Lake of the Ozarks is to be spokespeople for truth on the biggest and most influential platforms we can find. We may not approve of Google or Facebook, but we can use the power of their platforms to make our case to the American people. And keep this important reality in mind. We may operate under the label of conservative, because that's the title the world recognizes. But we are reformers and revolutionaries, or maybe counter-revolutionaries. America has always been the land of innovation, and that applies to public life. There is little left to conserve, but a lot of territory to take back. I read an interesting book a few years ago called The Tipping Point. Its premise was simply having a good idea is not enough. The idea has to be translated into terms that people can understand. It has to be advocated by a loyal team of people. And then it must be communicated consistently until it reaches a tipping point of acceptance by the broader population. If conservative, Christian, revolutionary reformers want to win over the hearts of fellow Americans, we must operate in unity, even if it seems to go against individual principles. This is the core idea of Key Radio: to develop a central clearinghouse for constructive ideas and solutions that everyone at Lake of the Ozarks will come to embrace. In order to do this, we need a tipping point team to serve as trail guides to a better future.